JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 14. Differences between the First and Second Temple.
The Second Temple was lacking in, so to speak, the Holy Spirit. It did not have prophecy. First Temple period, there were many, many prophets. We have the prophecies of, for instance, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Yechezkel, etc. But those prophets were a small amount of the number of prophets that existed for the Jewish people. Their works have been recorded and preserved because they not only prophesied about their time, they prophesied about all time. So therefore, that's why their books are included in the canon of the Bible. But there are many, many prophets, another 100 prophets that we are not aware of because of the fact that they were, so to speak, localized prophets for their time and their place. In any event, prophecy existed. In the Second Temple, there is no more any prophecy amongst the Jewish people. And there has been no prophecy since the prophet Malachi, who was the last of the prophets. And that's a great loss to us, as one can imagine, if we had the gift of prophecy. Prophets are able to interpret for us events that occur and to put it into some sort of perspective so we could see it in the past and the future as well. That disappeared. And therefore, it became harder for the Jewish people to know what their national goals were or should have been. Second thing that was missing was the eternal flame. That didn't exist. In the First Temple, the eternal flame existed in a fashion that it never was extinguished, and it never had to be relit. We don't have that anymore in the Second Temple. As a remembrance to the eternal flame, and a remembrance to how the candelabra burned, in all Jewish synagogues, there is something that's called an Ner Tamid, an eternal flame. Except our eternal flame usually is an electric bulb, which unfortunately does burn out and has to be replaced. But that's the symbolism of it. And the symbolism of the eternal flame was naturally God's relationship with the Jewish people. And it was also the symbol of Torah life within the Jewish people, because the Torah is compared in many comparisons to fire, just as it's compared to water. Then, in the First Temple, they had the Ark of the Covenant, which contained the tablets of stone that Moses brought down from Sinai. The prophet Jeremiah took that away before the destruction of the First Temple, buried it somewhere, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's always been a fascinating search. Where did Jeremiah bury it? Jewish tradition says in the Messianic era, we will somehow rediscover it. I think we'll beat Indiana Jones to it. But in the concept of its disappearance, so the Holy of Holies was empty because the Ark was not there anymore. The Ark that stood upon the stone, which was the main facet of the Holy of Holies, that Ark was no longer there. So in the Second Temple, only the rock, only the stone was there. Now, where is the rock located? On the Temple Mount, there are a number of rocks that could be the rock where the Ark stood. There are different opinions. It depends how the temple was laid out. We have the exact measurements, but it depends on the angle that the temple was laid out. Was it laid out exactly north, south, east, and west? Was it on an angle? Was it 30 degrees, 80 degrees? We don't know. And because of that, therefore, there are different candidates for which rock is the rock. The Muslims, by the way, call one of their mosques on the temple the Dome of the Rock, because the mosque is built around an enormous rock that exists there. Whether that's the rock or not is, again, a question that has not been decided amongst the scholars and historians. So the Second Temple was lacking in these things. It also was without much grandeur at the beginning because the Jews were poor. The country couldn't afford to build an enormous building. The first temple was Solomon's wealth. Second temple was made out of poverty. But it was rebuilt many times in the 420 years that it stood. It was rebuilt many times. It was rebuilt by the Hasmoneans. We'll talk about that later. It was rebuilt later by Herod the Great. Now, Herod's temple was more magnificent than Solomon's temple. The Talmud says, he who did not see the temple of Herod never saw what a beautiful building looked like. We'll talk about that when we get to Herod. But the second temple evolved through many, many different stages. But it finally was also destroyed by the Romans in the year 70 of the Common Era. And because of that, therefore, the Jews then entered into a long and continuing exile. Thanks for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.